This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 268 for Monday, February 13th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were lower Monday, taking some direction from Chicago soy oil. Canola down $3 to $7, the March contract down $3.70 at $828.50 per ton. Malaysian palm oil was also lower in overnight trade, but European rapeseed moved higher. Canola held within a narrow trading range from a chart perspective, with speculative positioning a feature as investors were on both sides of the market throughout the day. Wide crush margins did remain a supportive influence, with canola attractively priced from an end-user's perspective. Meanwhile, relatively mild prairie temperatures were thought to be encouraging some farmer deliveries. In the U.S., activity was mixed, with the bias higher in the grains and soybeans mixed, but mostly higher at the closing bell. Soybeans did trade to both sides of unchanged throughout the day, with losses in soy oil countered by support from gains in meal. The March soybean contract up a quarter cent at the final bell at 1542 and three quarters. Uncertain production prospects out of Argentina remained a feature in the background, as hot and dry conditions there cut into yield prospects. Meanwhile, excessive moisture in Brazil has slowed the soybean harvest in some regions. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections of about 1.5 million tons were down from the previous week, but up from what moved during the same week a year ago. Corn, also underpinned by the South American production uncertainty and supportive technical signals, March corn up 4 cents at $6.85 per bushel. The slow soybean harvest pace in Brazil is causing delays for seeding the country's next corn crop, with about 25% of intended acres in the ground, compared to 42% at this time a year ago. Weekly U.S. export inspections show just over 500,000 tons of corn exported in the past week. Wheat, it was steady to higher. Minneapolis up a half cent in the March contract at 9.30 and three quarters per bushel. Kansas City 3 cents higher in the March contract at 9.12 and a quarter. Chicago soft wheat up 6 cents in the March contract at 7.92 per bushel. Heightened tensions in Ukraine as Russian attacks intensified were behind some of the strength in wheat. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections of just under 500,000 tons were down from the previous week, with year-to-date wheat sales about 1.5% off last year's pace. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, February 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.